Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. A network of pediatricians across the U.S. are sharing information with parents during routine well-child checkups about the importance of reading aloud to children. Dr. Henry Lemon is here to talk about the many benefits of parents reading to their children right from the start. Dr. Lemon is an assistant professor of pediatrics and he's the director of the Children's Care Network at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Lemon, tell us about the program that you're involved in and your efforts to work reading aloud discussions into your checkups with children.
So Reach Out and Read provides free books at each scheduled health visit so that we can make sure that parents understand the importance of reading aloud with their children. And we model the behavior of reading.
And what are some of the things that you tell parents or you explain to parents about the value of reading aloud to children?
Each book is chosen to be reflective of the developmental age of the child. And so I explain to parents that from very young ages, children have the capacity to learn, and they learn by seeing and hearing. And so picture books engage visually, and then children rely on the spoken word from their parents to make connections with what they see and naming. And that's the very basis of it. And children love to have a routine. They love to have a quiet time without other distractions to engage with a parent in something that's educational for them. And so anything that we can do in those early years really promotes those connections and brain circuitry.
And how do you actually work this topic of reading aloud to kids just into a child checkup with parents and child there?
So when I walk in the room, I'm carrying a book usually, and I will sit down, and one of the first ways we engage the child is we simply open the book, and you can watch the reaction in a small child's face as they see the pictures in the book and they reach for it.
And why is it so important to start reading aloud to kids even in the very earliest months of life?
We hope that they grow up with books. And this promotes children's development with language, it promotes bonding with parents, and it is associated with better outcomes for third grade academic performance. They do better in third grade, and third grade is one of the best predictors. Third grade performance predicts high school graduation. And it's clear from all the data we have that that reading in the first 3 years will really benefit children's ability to learn later in life.
You mentioned to me prior to our interview that reading aloud is more important now during the pandemic than ever. What did you mean by that?
Well, I think that we're all so busy right now with the pandemic, and there's so much stress in our lives, and there's so much uncertainty that the one thing children really need is some consistent activity to look forward to, some anchor in their life. And so bedtime reading is one of those things that parents deserve it, and it's a great reward for them to just relax at the end of their day and have just uninterrupted time to enjoy their child. With all of the other things going on with COVID, it's the one thing you can turn off the news and enjoy in the quiet and safety of your home.
Dr. Lemon, thanks for providing this information about the benefits of reading aloud to children right from the start.
And thank you, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.